I like the fact that Asa did that which is good and right in the eyes of the Lord, in spite of his the people who came before him, in spite of what stigma his family may have had. He stepped out and said, well, I'm going to be different.
Right.
Okay. You know, maybe, you know, my dad was a deadbeat. Maybe he didn't have a job, but I'm going to be a hard worker.
Amen.
You know, maybe my family was unfaithful, but I'm going to be a loyal, faithful person.
Amen.
Maybe my family, you know, they were just lukewarm Christians. Well, I'm going to be on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Because you have that choice.
Right.
You know, the failures of your family or of your past doesn't have to be imposed upon your character today. Okay. He says in verse number 3, he did that which is good and right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, this means that he prepared his heart to seek the Lord, right? So when God looked at him, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, he just has a good heart. He didn't look at him and just say, well, it looks like he just has a, he just loves me, right? It was based upon an action. Why? Because look what it says in verse 3. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves. So why did God say, hey, he's doing that which is right and good in my sight? Because he was just destroying idols.
Yep.
He's like, I love God so much, I just hate every other false god.
Yep.
And I'm going to show you how much I hate these false gods. I'm just going to break every single one that I come across.
Yep.
Break all the altars and the high places and the images. I'm going to cut down the groves. Look at verse 4. And commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers. Hey, you should be reading the Bible too. That's what he's telling you. He's like, hey, everyone obey God's commandments in my kingdom, all right? You know, have you read Deuteronomy yet? Make sure you read that. Okay, everyone obey the commandments of God. I mean, this is zeal. Okay? He says, commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. This is an awesome king right here.
Yep.
This king, I wish we had a king, I wish we had a president like this.
Amen.
Who can articulate ideas and be, you know, just strong leader here, you know, imposing the right type of laws, amen?
Yeah.